The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store. Race 1.
We'll begin with the first race, which is an intriguing 5 furlong contest for 2-year-olds. It's a European Breeders Fun Maiden, and all the rage has been this unraced son of Oasis Dream in the shape of Impart. Put in at 4.5-1 yesterday afternoon, is now trading around about the 2-1, 9-4 mark. So clearly a big run is expected from Dermot Weld's charge. And obviously he's very nicely bred as well, and bred to be quite pacey. Of those that have had a run and experience, the three that stand out are Arabian Verse, Jack Flash and Mr. Scarlet. And the latter named is my selection in this opening race, trained by Sheila Lavery, who has, of course, very much been an improved handler in the last 12 months. She had 2 winners at the Galway Festival last season, and things are generally going in the right direction for this up-and-coming trainer. Nice effort on debut as well by this horse at Fairy House on debut. When drawn 15 of 15, was dropped in from the wide outside Perth by design and was given plenty of time by Gary Cannell to get back into the race. But he finished off his race so takingly late on that he managed to drag himself into fourth at the finish. He only got beat a length, and also he didn't get the clearest of runs either. But he did show good speed from the 3 furlong pole to the furlong pole, to, like I say, getting in amongst the fringes of the action. And that turn of foot hopefully will be seen to good effect tonight. I think he's got a decent draw as well in trap 7. Usually when the ground is decent, they tend to race middle to far side in the 2-year-old races. So trap 7 should be okay. I expect a lot of improvement from this horse tonight. I don't expect 5 furlongs to be an issue. And I'm at about 5-6-1 this morning. I make Mr. Scarlet my nap on the card, and a very strong vote at that as well.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then. This is a 6 furlong maiden for 3-year-olds and upwards. And the likely favourite here is Roses of Rose, who's gradually improving, ran really well first time out at the Curra. Then improved upon that with a good 30 of the day at Leopardstown. Certainly suggested that that 7 furlong was just stretching her stamina for the time being, so a drop back in triple suit. Now, whether store 14 or 14 is going to be good for this horse remains to be seen. Usual evidence at Nace is that you want to be drawn towards the middle to far side when the ground's on the decent side. Only really when the ground's softer, the stand side rail runners have an advantage. So that could well be her Achilles heel this evening. I much prefer another one at a much bigger price, and that's Nutini from the Madeline Tilicki stable. Had a nice debut run at Leopardstown the other day in a race which is working out really well. Midnight Crossing took that event from the Edward Lynham stable. And Time for Reason, the second horse, has won a couple of races since. Now, Nutini probably would have finished a good deal closer than sixth had he not got badly hampered by Schubert, who decided to almost jump through the rails with a furlong to run, thus hampering this set gelding by Lope de Vega, who was in the process of running huge at the time. That said, he did keep on quite well to finish sixth, and I expect this horse, who showed plenty of speed that day, to appreciate the drop back in distance here tonight. So Nutini, the each-way choice around about 5-1 this morning in race 2.
Race number 3.
On to a very trappy looking 6.50, which is a 6 furlong handicap. Loads of horses here have got previous course and distance form, most notably Louis Leroy, who's 2-for-2 here at this track, and also Future Icon, who's 2-from-4 at the track. In fact, their only career victories have both come at this course, so you can see why these two are very, very popular in the betting. However, I'm much preferred to go down the double figure price route, and I'm going to put up a couple against the field here, Burham View Lady and Count of Carabas. Now, albeit they are infrequent winners, they do save their best form for this particular venue. Burham View Lady's got an amazing record here. She's got form figures of 1-2-2. Her victory came here last year, and then a good run when she returned here the other day behind Future Icon, which was definitely noted as one of her best efforts of late. I also pointed out, or would like to point out, that she hasn't had the headgear on, which is very much a weapon which she's effective with. And although the draw could be a little bit trappy in stall 18, because she's a 14-1 poke, I'm prepared to overlook that and give her a bit of an each-way chance. And the other one is Counter Carabas, as I said, from the Hillary McLaughlin stable. Again, another horse that goes in and out a little bit form-wise, but does save all its best runs for here. If you take away two disappointing runs on soft ground, his form figures read 4-3-2 at this track. And also, he was fourth of the day behind Future Icon the last time these two horses hooked up. So at 25-1, got half a feeling that Counter Carabas might just be able to hook himself into the frame here. So a couple of decent odds, both each way. Hopefully one of them at least hit the frame. Burrenview, Lady and Counter Carabas.
Race 4.
On to the big race of the night then, certainly with regards to Prestige, which is the 7.25. And the two that stand out here on the former Fort Delora and Most Beautiful. Now, these two met last time out at the Curra back on the 4th of June. And Fort Delora came out the best of the pair. Unfortunately, for supporters of Most Beautiful, they didn't really have much chance because David Watchman's horses, A, weren't running well at the time, and B, the blinkers, which were supposed to sharpen the horse up, did. But unfortunately, they did to a detrimental effect because she pulled too hard and ended up finishing last of the nine. However, Edward Lyman's filly did run well behind Divine, who's obviously gone on to finish second at Newbury the day behind the Tin Man. So that form looks rock solid. I'm a massive fan of Fort Delora and always have been. And she's got a course win under her belt first time at this season when she was very impressive. Having watched the Fort Delora over the years, I actually think now a stiff 5 furlongs is probably her ideal distance. I'm not saying she doesn't get 6, but that's when she's going to be at her most effective. And this very much is a dropping grade for her. I think she has got David Watchman's filly to consider the most. Now the yard's in good form and she's got the blinkers away from her. She ran much better last time out at Ferryhouse, so a distance that just stretched her. So this is not going to be easy between the pair or choosing between the pair. But Loyalty very much is with Fort Delora for me. And around about 6-4 this morning, she just about received the vote there.
Race 5.
My choice is Miss Mariensky from the Inform Edward Lyneham stable. I thought this horse ran really well the other day over 7 furlongs at Dundalk, keeping on quite well when not getting the clearest of runs late on behind Victoria's Secret. I definitely think this horse is worth a step up in trip and hopefully will be suited to the track as well. Anna O'Brien takes the ride. Not a great draw, but not a bad draw compared to one or two of these, Matriarch and Lightning Strix. The first two in the betting are drawn 14 and 17 respectively. Ran about 9-1 this morning. Miss Mariansky is a very, very tentative vote there in that tricky-looking 7.25.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate race then, which is a mile handicap, coming up at 8.25. All the usual favourites that do well at this track are here. Most notably, Strait of Zanzibar is about as consistent as a Swiss clock. He always seems to run his race, whichever the conditions. And it was another good, commendable run the other day down in Bellingstown, arguably on ground. It just probably stretches his stamina nowadays on heavy ground. But prior to that, he ran well at Gowran. And he also won at Listowel 4 starts ago when he had similar ground conditions to the ones he faces tonight. Stats here at this track are 4-2-1-4-3. He's drawn in stall 1. Pat Smullen takes the ride. He likes to race prominently. That's another massive advantage here at Nace. You do want to be racing up with the speed on the round track, particularly on quick ground. So around about 5-1 this morning, Straits of Zanzibar looks a really good each-way bet in the 8.25.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and other than Fort Delora and Most Beautiful, easily the best horse on show here tonight is Endless Drama. Now, I've always had plenty of time for this horse, and he probably should have won more races than he has done, but because he's been so highly tried, he's been running in Group 2s and Group 1s, he's only actually managed to win one race in his life, and that was a maiden on his debut back in 2014. But he's cut his teeth in some of the best company. Of course, he was second in the Irish 2000 Guineas last year to Glen Eagles, third in the lock-ins this year at Newbury beyond Bellardo, form of which couldn't have worked out any better. Lamarto, of course, was in that field. And then he went to the Queen Anne last time out, but unfortunately soft ground rather scuppered his chances. Back on a fast ground surface tonight, surely his class will get him through here this evening, and he should take this as a bit of a confidence booster onto better things throughout the season. I actually think this horse is going to be a better horse when he drops in trip. Not as though Gerard Lyons will take any notice of me, but I think he's got that much of a cruising speed and that much pace that in the end, 7 furlongs on a stiff track will be his best trip, but there shouldn't be any problems with him tonight. So Endless Drama looks a good thing in the final race.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.